This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. It's been interesting to me in this study on the fear of the Lord in Proverbs to see the numerous areas in our lives that will change when we reverentially subordinate our lives to God. Change will also be experienced socially. The Proverbs 31 woman is often held up as an example of being gifted, industrious, and caring. Her perfections discourage many women who feel they don't measure up, but one quality all can and should aspire to is found in verses 30 and 31. A woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. The picture is one in which society looks at her with admiration. In Proverbs 22:4, it's clear that the person characterized by humility and the fear of the Lord will receive wealth and honor and life. There is often a fear that if we stand out in society as one who is different than the majority, we will be spurned and looked down upon. Though that often happens, and it can be painful when it does happen, when those who have done the most harm are going through tough times themselves, who will they often turn to? The very ones they've spurned and looked down on. Why? Because they see in them a quality of life and stability that engenders trust. They've found answers that give them strength and joy even in the face of hardship. It's no wonder Peter writes in 1 Peter 2:12, "Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God." The fear of God will positively impact your life socially.